today. Tax exemptions and relief for some Springfield residents. Clinics in the region are standing by with both vaccinations and booster doses. The Court Square Holiday Festival is underway. Free branded masks can be yours at the Springfield Museums. Volunteers to distribute toys are needed. And another scam of the holiday season.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It is Monday in Holiday Overdrive. It is December 6, 2021. So welcome to the program. Windy and chilly conditions today. Here's your forecast. Cloudy, showers and windy. Highs 56 to 60. The winds are south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts 35 miles per hour. Monday night, tonight, showers, snow showers, windy. Partly cloudy later on. And a low between 28 and 34 degrees. In Springfield, for qualifying applicants, residents and businesses can seek relief and assistance through a variety of options, ranging from property tax exemptions through the city assessor's office to securing local RFP funding from the City of Springfield's allocation of the American Rescue Plan Act. This funding is through the city's Department of Recovery and Business Continuity. For City of Springfield property taxes, Mayor Sarno, Council President Williams, and Chairman of the Board of Assessors, Attorney Patrick Greenhall, would like to remind residents that there are two types of applications: homeowner personal exemption applications and property overvalue applications. Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris wants to remind you that COVID-19 vaccination clinics are standing by to provide the life-saving vaccine as well as the booster dose. We have numerous vaccination clinics across the city, and residents can visit the City of Springfield's website to find the closest COVID-19 vaccine and booster clinic. And you can go to springfield-ma.gov to find them. The Commonwealth of Massachusetts has a dedicated website where residents can search for vaccine clinic locations. Residents can visit vaxfinder.mass.gov and search for the nearest vaccine clinic location and type of vaccine they want. Now, currently, the vaccination clinic at Springfield Technical Community College, 1 Federal Street, Springfield, has appointments readily available for first and second doses and booster shots. In addition to this, the City of Springfield Department of Health and Human Services is hosting a vaccination and booster clinic at St. John's Congregational Church, 45 Hancock Street, for eligible residents on the days and hours Tuesday, 9 a.m. to noon, that's December 7 and December 14. Thursdays, 4 to 7 p.m., December 9 and December 16. And Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon, December 11. If you're interested, you can again visit the City of Springfield's vaccination webpage to register for an appointment. Walk-ins are always welcome, but registration is recommended. Mayor Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claproot are going to join with Springfield Together to announce the kickoff of the annual holiday festival in Court Square, set for Sunday the 19th. The Springfield Annual Holiday Festival is sponsored by the Springfield Together, the Elks Lodge No. 61, Walmart, Dunn & Phillips, P.C., Strong Young Minds, Sheriff Nick Cochi, and by Mayor Sarno and the Springfield Police Department. Mayor Sarno, Commissioner Claproot, and Tika Jones, Executive Director of Strong Young Minds, will serve as the co-chairs for the event. Now, there's a schedule that's tentative of events, information on how to participate, and volunteer opportunities leading up to and on the day, and you can find them on Springfield Together Facebook page or on their website at springfieldtogether.org. Masks that cover your nose and mouth are a required fashion, if you will, in many indoor venues, including the Springfield Museums. And what better way to promote an exhibit about adornments for your body than branded masks? So, the Springfield Museums present The Body Adorned, Artistry and Legacy of the Ancient Americas. And it's already underway and will continue through February 27, 2022, of course, in the Michelle and Donald Damour Museum of Fine Arts. Visitors to the exhibit will receive a free branded mask while supplies last, thanks to the generous support of the Art Bridges Initiative, and it's one mask per visitor. Never before featured at the museums, this is a must-see opportunity to view the remarkably crafted accessories of ancient cultures from Colombia, Costa Rica, Panama, Peru, and Mexico, and to understand the ongoing influence of their artistry. You can help out the Village Closet in Huntington if you'd like. They are looking for volunteers to distribute toys. Families from 93 Massachusetts communities, many in Western Mass, have Christmas gifts that are waiting at the Village Closet in Huntington. Now, the nonprofit organization is looking for volunteers to help repair and distribute the toys, the children's clothing, and other donated items. The organization, It Takes a Village, hopes to get as many volunteers as possible in the next couple of days. The Village Closet is a donation center full of free maternity, baby, and kids' clothing, diapers, and supplies. And they believe that there are enough baby things out there for everyone, and that every parent deserves the chance to choose clothing and supplies just right for their baby. Time now for another of the 12 scams of Christmas for the holiday season from your friends at the Better Business Bureau. Number 6, temporary holiday jobs. Retailers typically hire seasonal workers to help meet the demands of holiday shoppers. Shippers and delivery services are top holiday employers this time of year because of the increase in online orders and the need to get most of these packages delivered before Christmas. These jobs are a great way to make extra money, sometimes with the possibility of turning into a long-term employment opportunity. However, job seekers need to be wary of employment scams aimed at stealing money and personal information from job applicants. So, keep an eye out for opportunities that seem too good to be true. You know what your mom and dad always taught you about that? If it's too good to be true, it probably isn't. Believe me, that holds. This is a very exciting week because it's about to open Home for the Holidays, the traditional holiday production, a favorite of audiences for many seasons at the Majestic Theater, West Springfield. It's a homegrown production and is created anew each year. It will take you back to the time of those great holiday TV specials with Como and Andy Williams and Bing Crosby. A lot of great holiday cheer and songs for everyone to enjoy. Now, it's going to open up on Thursday of this week, December 9, and run right on through the 22nd. The tickets are $28 and $26. And trust me, the performers in this production, they're that good. The music is that good. It's under the supervision of Danny Eaton and the music director, Mitch Shakur. I'm happy to be a part of this production with some expanded presence in it this year, and I truly hope that you do come and see us. Home for the Holidays, the Majestic Theater, West Springfield. Go online, majestictheater.com. Get your tickets. They're moving pretty quick if you're interested in coming. So many do. It's become a tradition here in Western Mass. Thank you for being with us on our program today. We return tomorrow, Tuesday. We hope to have with us at that time our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, who is really in the holiday spirit of the year. I'm Brad Shepherd. Thanks for being with us. We'll talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.